Welcome to what will hopefully be a regular Dvar Torah on the Parsha throughout the course of the week. I want to share with you a fascinating thought on the Haftorah. The Haftorah this week has a almost like Godfather-like scene to it. It's the very end of David HaMelech's life. He's about to die. He's on his deathbed. He calls his son Shlomo HaMelech in, and he says, "Shlomo, you're about to become the king. And I want you to know when you become the king, these are the things you have to take care of. There are some people that have not been so good during my reign as king, and I want you to eliminate them. Use your wisdom, and if you do, everything will go well for you." So what was it that he was supposed to do? Yoav ben Tzruya, the general of David's army for all those years, he had to be eliminated. He couldn't be part of the new kingdom. Evyasar the Kohen, same. He couldn't be part of it. And Shimi ben Gera, the one who cursed David HaMelech when he was running away from Avshalom, also, David says to him, he can't end his life peacefully. Why? What's David's plan? And what's the connection to the Parsha? So at first glance, it seems as though the connection is just simply, it's the end of days. This is what you have to do before you move on to the next world. You need to make sure that your children and your legacy are in place. Yaakov Avinu sits down with his 12 sons, and he says to them, "This is your bracha. I'm unlocking within each and every one of you what your potential is, what your abilities are. Do this, and it'll all be good." And David HaMelech is doing the exact same thing. He's turning to his son Shlomo and saying, "Shlomo, this is your potential. You could be the Melech Yisrael. What an opportunity. But understand very, very carefully. It only works if you take care of all of these things." The problem with that answer is that David HaMelech is talking about practical nuts and bolts of how to make the kingdom work. And yet, what is it that Yaakov is doing? Yaakov is giving them some sort of spiritual bracha that's going to be the legacy of the Jewish people. Why the difference? So Moshe Lichtenstein offers two excellent answers. The first one he says is that it's a practical thing. Yaakov Avinu is saying the future of the Jewish people is not now, but it's down the road. So these are the things that you need to do down the road. Do them, and everything will be wonderful. Everything will be great. David HaMelech is doing something very different. David HaMelech is saying to Shlomo, "Your future, it starts now. If you want to be the king, you can't wait a year or two. You need to have a stable regime." Having a charismatic figure like Shimi ben Gera in the background, that's dangerous to the stability of your kingdom. Having a Yoav ben Tzruya, a general that's gone rogue several times, also dangerous to the stability of your king. Go get new people. Go get Benaiah ben Yoyada, somebody who's so much more loyal, so much more dedicated. Do that, and you'll be much, much, much more successful. Says Rav Lichtenstein, perhaps that's the difference between the two of them. But Rav Lichtenstein offers another answer, which I think connects the Parsha and the Haftorah so beautifully. He says, what was it that David HaMelech was telling Shlomo? Yes, it's true. Practically, Yoav is dangerous. Practically, Shimi ben Gera is dangerous. Evyasar, not the person to lead the Jewish people. From a practical standpoint, it's true. These are not the people to surround yourself with. But it's much deeper than that. If you want to be spiritually successful, David says, the only way to be spiritually successful is, as a young, budding monarch, is to surround yourself with holy, good people. And those people will help enable you to unlock the rich potential deep inside you. Says David, pick good spiritual partners and you'll be successful. You'll be amazing. I believe that's what Yaakov Avinu is telling the brothers, or his sons also. He's saying, "My 12 sons, each and every one of you has such amazing potential in you. But you got to make sure to unlock your rich potential by putting yourselves in the right spots. Do that, and you'll be so, so successful." And the truth is, Yaakov and David are both right. When the Jewish people, the brothers, and Shlomo as a king do the right things, look how successful they are. And when they veer off the path, unfortunately, we know what happens. I believe perhaps the message of the Haftorah and the message of the Parsha are the same for each and every one of us. We have great potential, but if we want to reach our potential, it is so crucial and so critical that A, we keep our eyes on the prize and know that our spiritual goals are paramount. And number two is we make sure we surround ourselves by the right crowd to get us there. Have a great Shabbos.